Welcome to Stork Science World, a podcast produced by Stork, the leading research productivity software. I'm Jamie, and today we're diving into some fascinating new research on epidermal differentiation.
And I'm Alex. Jamie, I'm really excited about today's paper. It's from Cell Stem Cell, and it reveals something pretty surprising about how glucose, yes, regular sugar, plays a crucial role in skin cell differentiation.
That's right. Alex, this study from the Kavari lab at Stanford University shows that glucose isn't just fuel for cells. It actually works as a signaling molecule that helps control how skin cells mature. And what's really interesting is that it does this by directly binding to a transcription factor called IRF6.
I love how they approached this. So the researchers first noticed that free glucose, that's glucose that isn't being metabolized, actually accumulates in differentiating skin cells. And this wasn't just a byproduct, Jamie. The glucose concentration forms a gradient that peaks in the outermost differentiated layers of the epidermis.
Exactly. And what's fascinating is that they found this glucose accumulation isn't accompanied by increased glucose metabolism. So the cells aren't using more glucose for energy. They're letting it build up for a completely different purpose.
Right. And they showed this is essential for differentiation. When they blocked glucose accumulation, either genetically or pharmacologically, it impaired epidermal differentiation. But here's the kicker. When they added a non-metabolizable glucose analog, it rescued differentiation. That really proves it's the glucose molecule itself that matters, not its breakdown for energy.
That's such a cool finding. Now, let's talk about the mechanism they uncovered. The researchers identified that glucose directly binds to IRF6, which is this transcription factor that's essential for epidermal differentiation. Without getting too technical, they found that glucose binding actually changes IRF6's structure and enables it to form dimers.
And that dimerization is critical, because once IRF6 forms dimers, it can bind to DNA much more effectively and activate genes that drive differentiation. They actually measured the binding affinity and found that glucose enhances IRF6's ability to bind DNA about sixfold. That's huge!
They really did some elegant experiments to prove this. I was particularly impressed by how they used those glucose sensors, iGlucose Sensor and Red Glyphon 3000, to actually visualize the glucose gradient in living tissue. And they even created transgenic mice with the Red Glyphon sensor to confirm their findings in vivo.
Absolutely. And they didn't stop there. They used CRISPR gene editing to mutate specific glucose binding residues in IRF6, specifically P104 and N106. The N106A mutation completely abolished glucose binding, and cells with this mutation couldn't differentiate properly. That's pretty definitive evidence that glucose binding to IRF6 is essential for skin differentiation.
You know what I find particularly interesting about this study, Alex? It suggests that glucose might be acting as what they call a gradient morphogen. Basically, a signaling molecule that forms a concentration gradient to control development and differentiation. That's a role we typically associate with specialized signaling proteins, not a ubiquitous metabolite like glucose.
That's such a good point, and it makes me wonder how widespread this mechanism might be. The authors actually showed that glucose accumulation occurs during differentiation of other cell types too, adipocytes, myoblasts, and osteoblasts. So this could be a much more general mechanism for cellular differentiation than we previously realized.
Definitely. And it opens up some interesting therapeutic possibilities too. I mean, if glucose levels can modulate protein function in this way, could we develop drugs that target these interactions? Or could this help explain some of the tissue abnormalities we see in diabetes where glucose regulation is disrupted?
Absolutely. And speaking of diabetes, the study mentions that elevated glucose, as seen in diabetes, is associated with impaired fibroblast proliferation. So there might already be some pathological relevance to these findings. But I'm also thinking about cancer. We know cancer cells have altered glucose metabolism, so I wonder if this non-metabolic glucose signaling is disrupted in tumors too.
Great point. There's definitely a lot more to explore here. Before we wrap up, I think it's worth highlighting that this study really exemplifies how integrating different types of data, metabolomics, transcriptomics, proteomics, can lead to unexpected discoveries. They started with a metabolomics observation and ended up uncovering a fundamental mechanism of cellular differentiation.
Absolutely, Jamie. And it reminds us that even molecules we think we understand well, like glucose, can surprise us with new functions. This paper from Vanessa Lopez Pajares, Paul Cavari, and their team really changes how we think about the role of metabolites in cellular decision-making. I'm excited to see where this research leads next.
Me too, Alex. And that wraps up today's episode of Stork Science World. Remember, this podcast is produced by Stork, helping researchers accelerate their productivity and discoveries. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time with more cutting-edge science.